All right, y'all, it's Monday evening. You know what that means, don't you, Richard?
I do.
Yes, you do. It means it's Forever Bluegrass Monday night. And it was a great show this past weekend. Did you enjoy that?
It was. It was great. I had a good time.
Man.
And Brian did, too.
Great, great. We were talking about the show this past weekend with Flashback over there in Red Bank with August and Eric at Fiddler's Anonymous. And it was a great show, as in bluegrass music. And it just makes you want to get up and dance. And I'm going to take it easy on you tonight, Richard. I know you hurt your back a little bit last week. We had to do a re-recording show, which is fine. I got lots of really cool compliments on that. But every now and then, you know, we have that to do. So I'm glad we've got the other music to fall back on. But again, y'all, we are visiting with you live tonight from WUTC. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 8, with Forever Bluegrass. And we try to feature a local act, and we try to feature somebody that's going to be playing around town real soon. And of course, tonight, we have the great band Newgrass Express, and they're going to be playing some tunes for you, and we're going to be talking about them playing this Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. They're ready to kick it off. They're standing here raring to go. Y'all, how about it? Newgrass Express.
I'm raring. Entitled Shucking the Corn, and this very next song is called Little Gal of Mine in Tennessee.
Oh, that little girl of mine.
Well, beg me not to go. You'll be sorry, don't you know, for the way you betrayed me. So I rambled all around. Oh, nothing could be found. Take the place of her in Tennessee. Oh, that little girl of mine in Tennessee. I know she's right there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town with that little girl of mine in Tennessee. Yeah.
Getting better or what? That was so tight. That was awesome.
What a sweet thing to say on the air.
Well, now it's the truth. You know, I won't tell you nothing before I tell you a big one. You know what I mean? So, anyways, thank y'all so much. And I'm sorry I missed your gig last night. How was Wonderlinger last Friday night?
Good.
It was good. It was good. We had a good time. It was very crowded. Very crowded.
Nice. Well, I had already made plans to be going to a big old bluegrass festival up in Lexington. And
well, you were sorely missed.
Well, I know I was, but buddy, I'm ready to move to Kentucky. Those folks up there, they love their bluegrass. There were probably 900 people in that audience.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was probably 897 of us that knew every word to every song. And everybody was so friendly. It was just a great experience, and love the bluegrass family. Going to go out of town again in a couple of weeks. Going to go up to Bristol, Virginia. I forget the name of that festival, but it's a really great festival. Going to see Ralph Stanley too, along with our local hometown boy there, old Landon Fitzpatrick. Very excited to know that Landon's going to be up there. You know, Landon's moved to Kentucky now, and so we don't get to hear him much. Going to get to hear him on May the 1st at the 30th, y'all. 30th Annual Box Carpinia Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That's coming up right away. So excited about that. Lots of other great talent going to be there. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We don't want to take too much time. I want you guys out there in radio land and now the, what do they call it, web land or what do they call internet land. Internet land. That's it. Internet land. I'm so excited. We're all over the world, y'all. All over the world. And so thrilled. And so thrilled that WUTC loves bluegrass music. And of course, we're here every Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m., and they have bluegrass other times as well, Sunday, 2 to 3, right, with Brian Hamilton, as well as every Thursday, 2 to 3. And right before we came on the air, was that a show coming up? Did I hear something about some other bluegrass coming up, Richard, or was that just my imagination or my dream? My dream? Okay, well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It was great to see Brian and Richard out to the Bluegrass Show the other night at Fiddler's Anonymous, and we're going to go back there this coming Friday night. Are you going, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to hear the band Fast Track. They are awesome. I love that band.
He doesn't got the fever.
He has the fever. Now, hey, he came to the Boxcar Vineyard Festival in the fall. Yeah, Richard really, really loves it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I came in here. Now, this is a true story. It had a rough day. He's all tired. You could tell he's barely holding his eyes open. He's yawning. Band started playing. Next thing over here, he's over here jumping around, dancing, tapping around. And
next time she starts telling a story like that, how about give a little background music? You know, something bluesy.
Hey, it's the truth, man. Bluegrass music makes you feel good. You know, it really does. I call it my escape from the real world, and it's a great thing to do. So I want to tell you guys that this band you're hearing tonight, Newgrass Express, is going to be joining me this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. That time now is 7 to 9, so be sure and come down there for some great food and more great music from Newgrass Express, and they're going to give you a little taste of what they're going to be picking on Thursday night, y'all, again. Newgrass Express.
We love to play that gospel music, and this next song is one that Christy sings, and it's entitled In Despair, and it is it's kind of a little quicker song, and she does a great job of this thing, and we're going to kick it off here in just a second. All right. Thank you.
Ah, wow, y'all. That was awesome. That was awesome. Of course, I mentioned that this band's going to be with me this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern, and we're there every Thursday night, have been for about 5 years. And thank you so much, Dustin, and all the folks down there for loving bluegrass music and having us there. And we're there 7 to 9 every Thursday night. But in addition to that, the second and third Thursday of the month, 6:30 to 8:30, we go to the Whole Food Market right there on Manufacturers Boulevard, our road now, just for bluegrass there upstairs, and we leave and then go to the Feed Company. Those are two of the wonderful places that we have. And while we're talking about where we're going bluegrass, I might as well go ahead and tell you. We're back at the Wanderlinger Brewing Company the last Friday of each month. So tickled to death to be back over there. These guys were there last time. They had a great crowd, and looking forward to having Blue Ridge Grass with us. And that time there is 8 to 10. Of course, Blue Ridge Grass, they're coming from Blue Ridge. And we're so delighted. That's Greg Brooks and Perry Seuss, Jeff Graves. The rest of the guys, just a great band. Can't wait to see them. And then we travel the next day, the last Saturday of the month, there at Pigeon Mountain Grill in Chickamauga, Georgia, located to the close to the beautiful Mountain Cove Farms. But we're there 5 to 7, and next month we're going to have the Lone Mountain Band. So no reason whatsoever you can't get some great bluegrass music smeared all over you. And then every Sunday we are at the Fiddler's Anonymous for jams. Friday nights we're at the Mountain Opry. Ringo Depot the second Saturday, the first Saturday at Snow Hill. So, y'all, you want to feel good, you want to forget about all your troubles, you want to have a great time, meet people that's going to become your family members from this moment out. And usually with bluegrass music, there's usually some good food to go with it. So, y'all, reach out to us. We love to hear from you. We're at foreverbluegrass.com. Got lots of great music going on in this area. We love our bluegrass, don't we, guys? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, you made a great point, though, that you said earlier about escaping, you know, the realities of life sometimes. You know, it's kind of cool just to go somewhere like, I mean, any of these places that you just mentioned, and kick back and just escape from the world and your troubles for a little while. Listen to some good bluegrass, because bluegrass is family, just like you said, and there's usually food involved.
That's
lots
right.
Of food.
You know, if we had a little burger or chip in here with us tonight, you know, I would totally forget about the real world, you know. I don't know, but I just know that when we walked in, really, when we walked in, there was this big old broadcast going on with some Bah Humbug news, and I was thinking, dang, that old Bah Humbug news is going to feed over into our bluegrass time, but it didn't. And y'all started playing. I got so happy I forgot about all that stuff. So y'all, thank you so much for sharing this great bluegrass music with us. And again, we're visiting with Newgrass Express, and we're here every Monday night, 7 to 8, with a different guy, different band. We love these guys, and they got some more music for you.
All right, Steve's gonna lead us in this one. He's gonna sing it. It's called Big Spike Hammer.
Ah!
was entitled Big Spike Hammer. Now, listen, in a couple of weeks, actually it's next week, we're going to celebrate our two-year anniversary. This group has been together for two good years. We've played in many different places for the last 2 years.
You're still together,
Hank. And
we're
each
still
other.
Together.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
We get a knife thrown at us every once in a while, but nothing serious.
But so what are we going to do?
Huh?
What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Now, come on. We've got to do something fun and special.
Well, that's exactly right. We got to think about that. But we
what's
do have
the date?
A, huh, cake.
What's the date?
Oh, well, actually, the 18th, I believe, was when you came.
Okay.
Steve.
Yeah.
When you came. Now, Barry was already with us. So, yeah. So, our group today, known as Newgrass Express, has been 2 years old this next week. So, we're excited about that. A lot of good future possibilities. We've got some new gigs coming up that we're playing.
Yeah, where are you going to be besides the Feed Company Table and Tavern this coming Thursday, 7 to 9?
Yes, because I have a calendar here somewhere. Yes,
good for you. You know, she is very good. You guys are lucky to have her.
We have the Master Gardener Spring Festival.
When and where?
April the 4th in Cleveland, Tennessee. On April the 10th, we're going to be playing at Cafe 136. And where's that? On Lookout Mountain?
That is nice. That's Greg Cornelison's place. Owner Greg's there.
Then on the 18th, we'll be in Dunlap playing at Brenton's Bash for Mental Health.
Okay, we're going to be there. Tanya, my best friend, and I are going to be helping Chuck out with that. So.
Yeah, and then on the 25th, we are playing at the National Cornbread Festival.
Awesome! Oh, that is great. That is great. How exciting! So now, where you know, if we didn't have our pencils out, just then, where can we go to find this information? You got
to on our Facebook page.
On your Facebook,
Newgrass Express.
Love that.
Or just call
Facebook.
Christy while she's working.
Right, or text her. I text her. She's really, really awesome. She'll text you right back no matter what. I worry sometimes you're driving or something, but thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. It's most important, the bluegrass information. And thanks for sharing that with us, y'all. This is just one of the many places you can go out and hear some great bluegrass music. And once you hear another song by these guys, you're going to really go to their site there on the Facebook and find out where else they're playing. Awesome. They play up at Snow Hill regularly, right? That's a really great venue. If you haven't wandered up there, that's always the first Saturday of the month. And tickled to death to just to love our bluegrass music. And we're going to be at Fiddlers Anonymous, again, reminding you, this coming Friday night, Fast Track. And in case you don't know who Fast Track is, that was the former David Parmalee band. David decided to retire. It's everybody that was in his band in addition to someone else. And I got to see them in Nashville, and it's a great show. And, folks, I cannot express enough how we need you to come out and support these venues while we have them. You know, it's really, after I left Kentucky, I thought, what are we doing wrong? You know what I mean? You know, so come on, y'all, come on, let's meet me out Thursday night. Come and see me Friday night. Just go to foreverbluegrass.com and come and see some great bluegrass music. And Carl Towns said he's going to come here or he's going to be square. Carl was our featured band this past week, but he got sick. Richard got sick. It was just, you know, so it was just one of those times. Well, Richard wasn't sick. He hurt his little old back, but he's going to have to stop all that stuff. So all I know. But anyway, y'all, Monday nights we're here 7 to 8 every Monday night. And tonight, feature band, Newgrass Express. How about some more tunes, guys?
Okay, we're going to do you another gospel song. We love doing gospel music. And that one got me out of breath just a little bit. Guess I'm getting old. That's just the way it is. But that's okay. Yeah, I get a little wound tight when I'm playing this little big bass. Let me just introduce these folks to you real quick while I take that opportunity.
Please do.
If you don't mind, Barry Simpson came to us and is a very good guitar player, one of the finest. And he's got a great personality. He loves that old guitar. And as you can tell from his guitar licks, he does a great job with it. He hails from a little old town called Flintstone, Georgia.
Yabba dabba do, baby.
Never heard of it.
Mr. Barry Simpson, that's right. On. Thank you. I was hoping I'd get a little something here. To my right in the studio, we have Steve Snyder. He hails from up north, but he came down to God's country and below the Mason-Dixon line, Birchwood, Tennessee. And this boy can play anything, just about. He plays guitar. He plays a mandolin, plays a dobro. And I always kid around and say he speaks 14 different languages, but he doesn't, from my gather. But maybe he does. I don't really know. Steven Snyder, we've been blessed to keep him in this group and having a great time with him.
Thank you.
It's my honor and my privilege to play with all three of these folks. And to my right, the audience can't see her, but she's always got a smile on her face, well, most of the time.
Can I emphasize her?
Her.
Her is a female banjo player. I mean, I got a kudos because, you know, it's kind of a rarity.
It is.
Well, it's not getting quite as rare as it used to be,
no,
but thank you, Chrissy, for doing an awesome job as a female banjo.
You're
beautiful picker,
right.
Beautiful banjo.
She does a mighty fine job with that banjo, there's no doubt. And I've been privileged to play music with her for about almost 10 years now, almost a full decade.
Wow.
You've had to put up with me. And
I'm sorry.
I'm still breathing.
You are still breathing.
He's still standing.
That's right. But she's from Soddy Daisy, Tennessee. And now I hail from a little old town called Chickamauga, Georgia, but I live in East Ridge, Tennessee with my bride. And we are having a great time. And I was playing six string until Barry came along, showed out. Kind of messed me up, so he's picking it now. So I couldn't do the leads that he's doing. My name is Stressed Imagination. So I picked up the bass, and I'm their bass player. We are known as Newgrass Express, and we've had an opportunity to play in a lot of different places the last couple of years, and we hope the future holds some good things for us. But this next song is entitled Crying Holy.
Crying holy to the Lord, crying holy unto the Lord. If I could, I surely would
stand on that rock,
stand on that rock
where Moses stood. To the Lord, if I could, I'd
Stand on that rock
where Moses stood.
Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. You know, I'd like to think that I was a little instrumental in this process that you were talking about playing the bass. I think when I first met you, weren't you playing one of those old electric basses? And
the acoustic? Yes, I
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I kept getting looks from the crowd.
I know. I'm sorry. My nose snarled. It was reflex. It couldn't help it, you know. But I just want to tell you, you got the most beautiful upright bass. You look so magnificent.
Thank you very
holding
much. Her name is Isabel.
Nice. Daddy's name, hers was Old Yeller. So I totally understand. But, you know, there's, to me, in bluegrass music, and I don't mean to, you know, hurt anyone's feelings saying this, and this is just my opinion, and you got to know, I was my daddy's girl, one of them, we were three of us, but he played the upright bass. And there's just, you know, there's just something about a man and his upright bass, or even a gal playing an upright bass. There's a passion to it that I see that I really don't see the connection with the little stick basses, you know. They're standing there. I've seen this so many times. They play the little stick bass. Then when they're done in between songs, they put their hands in their pocket. And I'm thinking, you know, and I feel sure it's because I grew up seeing the upright bass. And, of course, we're talking about my dad bought Scarpinium. And if you've ever seen the Forever Bluegrass bumper sticker around town, that's a picture of him playing that upright bass with the passion I was talking about. Dalton Roberts wrote a really interesting story about him. He actually wrote several little stories about him. One of the things was talking about when Daddy played the bass, he and the bass, they just became one. And and that's one thing that I love about an upright bass. So thank you so much for picking that upright bass, honey.
That
I just love it.
$20 right out of my pocket. Hey, listen, before we sing this next song, let me give a shout out to all the vets.
Sure.
Steve swapped that mandolin for a dobro, and we're going to play a song that's entitled Lonesome Road Blues. And there's a lot of homeless vets out there, and they may not be listening to this, probably not, but there's a lot of veterans out there that have signed that blank check to Uncle Sam. And some of you older folks know who Uncle Sam is. And the younger folks, they feel the effect because he gets your taxes every week or every day or whenever. But listen, for you veterans, and I'm a veteran too, and I just want to thank you for your service and what you've done for this country. And we are free to do what we do, and it's because of you, and we appreciate that so much. So this next song is entitled Lonesome Road Blues.
Down there.
job. Way to slap that bass. She looks mighty fine over there in that corner. I can't help it. I just can't help it. You know, I'm going to back it up just a little bit. You know, you were giving tribute to the veterans, and while I'm thinking about it, I would like to give a huge tribute to a wonderful friend of ours who recently passed away, and that's the wonderful and great Walter Forbes. You know, Walter was here with us a few weeks ago. He played with the Golden Boys, and he was a true icon in the music. If you Google his history, you'll see that way back long time ago, he played on the Grand Ole Opry, and lots of his history, and a great person as well. And so we'll be laying Walter to rest and playing tribute to him this coming Thursday up there on Lookout Mountain. And again, Walter was a big inspiration. I loved him, and he loved everybody around. And he still has lots of his CDs. So you want to carry Walter's music on with you, be in touch with me. And Kitty and the family, we reach out to you and lift you up in our prayers and hope that you will continue visiting with him in your memories and dreams. And that's the best we can do. We love our music. They become like our family, you know. So when we lose one, you know, it affects us all. So y'all hug everybody tight, because you never, ever know. And with that being said, hugging tight, my sweetie sent me a text. He told me to remind everybody they're not those bumper stickers. They're not just around town. They're all over the world. You know, I forget to mention that. So y'all out there in internet land, here we are. And thank you for supporting Forever Bluegrass. And, of course, we have bluegrass music every Thursday night. I'm going to feature this awesome band, Newgrass Express, this coming Thursday night, the Feed Company Table and Tavern. That starts around 7. And I forgot to mention the name of the band. Where before we get to the Feed Company with Newgrass, we're going to be at Whole Foods. And we'll be there with Chuck Sanders and Marty Reddish and Ed Blaylock there with Mountain Road upstairs. And that's at 6:30 to 8:30. So y'all be sure and mark your calendars and come be with us. And that's Thursday. And you know you're going to get the bug on you. So on Friday, you're going to want to come over to here. Fast Track right there at Fiddler's Anonymous. Just a great time. There's no sense in not going out and enjoy this great music while you have the opportunity to. So, and we're here every Monday. I mean, just so excited. 7 to 8, and Richard's all better every time. He just gets better and better. He loves it. He loves it. He comes out and supports our shows. And speaking of shows, we're coming up April 30th, May 1 and 2, coming up on the 30th annual. Girl, 30 years. I'm just like stunned. I cannot believe that we've been, you know, that would put me like starting at 3. No, just joking. 30 years on the Boxcar Pinion Forever Bluegrass Festival, and that's held at the beautiful Mountain Cove Farms. And again, you can go to foreverbluegrass.com for all your local bluegrass news. Got some more tunes lined up for us, I hope, from Newgrass Express, y'all. Hold on. They're going to light your world up with great bluegrass music.
Long old train, cruel engineer, you took my baby and left me here. And how long, baby, how long? How long has that evening train been gone? How long, baby, how long? Thank you.
conductor, can't you see? I need my baby back with me. Then I'll be rid of these mean old lonesome blues. How long has that evening train been gone? How long, baby, how long? Baby, how long?
All righty then. Steve's going to swap that thing out another time for a mandolin. And we do a song that... a lot of groups do it. It's called How Mountain Girls Can Love. So this goes all out to this goes out to all you mountain girls out there. Uh-oh. We're gonna sing you a song.
I don't know.
You don't?
Not that I care to mention.
I can say your name.
My name's Harold.
All right, let her fire up.
Love it. Of course, this is Cindy Pinion and Richard Winham, and we're on Forever Bluegrass Mondays. We're here every Monday night featuring a different bluegrass band. Tonight, our local band, the Newgrass Express, they're filling us with great bluegrass tunes, and they're going to be with me this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. The time is 7 to 9. Of course, we're there every Thursday night with a different bluegrass band. In addition to that, the second and third Thursday of the month, we're at the Whole Food Grocery right there on Manufacturing Road. And then on the last Friday of the month, we're going to go over to the Wanderlinger Brewing Company. That starts about 8 o'clock. Great guys over there. We love Mike Dial and the guys. They love bluegrass music. And then
in our great friend down there, Tony, at the Pigeon Mountain Grill the last Saturday of the month. We're there 5 to 7. Really, really good food at all these venues, actually. A great time. You want to get some bluegrass music on you? Speaking of food, if you go to the Fiddler's Anonymous this coming Friday, we're going to see Fast Track, but I don't know if you guys know. Eric makes the big old pot of big old soup, and somebody brings cornbread. I made a big old peach cobbler. I guess I'll be doing that again. I believe I need to make two. It went really fast. Did you like that peach cobbler? Yeah, it was good. Of course, that's this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock, Fiddler's Anonymous there in Red Bank. You don't want to miss any of these great shows, guys. And I forgot to mention, we're going in July along with you guys, right? The Circle E Guest Ranch. Beautiful, beautiful little campground right over there in Belvedere, Tennessee. That's July 17th and 18th. So mark your calendar and go to foreverbluegrass.com for all your local bluegrass news. We've got time for just a few more songs, I believe. How about it, fellas? You got some more music for us?
You know, tonight we're doing a lot of traditional bluegrass, and we're going to continue in that genre.
That was so happy.
Yeah, that could be. Everyone could be. But we do a little bit of contemporary bluegrass.
Y'all do great.
And but tonight, we're going to stick with the traditional one. Everybody's done this song, and everybody does it just a little bit different. But it's a delightful tune, and hopefully you'll get your toes tapping out there. And we got a few folks that follow us around, and this goes out to you guys. And my Aunt Barbara, I know you're listening to me. And possibly my Aunt Doris down in Atlanta. So you guys, hopefully your toes are still together down there and you'll tap a little bit. This is called Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
All right.
Take it off. Continuing that little traditional music. Listen, there's a lot of UT fans out there today, this evening, and I guess it's still sunshining outside, the time change and all of that, but this is a pretty little tune. You might have heard it once or twice, and it's entitled Rocky Top. Once I had a girl. Tennessee. Here we go now.
I'm going to say it real fast. Y'all see you this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. Join me and Newgrass Express down there. We love this band. They're going to be there. We're going to be at the Whole Food about 6:30 with Mountain Road. Going to be at the Fast Track concert right there on Friday night. We're going to take it out with a one tune. We got about 30 seconds left or so, something to that effect. You guys, we're here every Monday, 7 to 8. Forever Bluegrass Monday night, y'all. Newgrass Express taking
it
on out.
Here we go. 3, 4.